The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks look for a bounce-back game tonight in Toronto, in front of all of the media and the attention of the entire hockey world. It's the Sharks and the Toronto Maple Leafs for the first of two meetings on the season. Last year, the Sharks went 2-0 against Toronto, with both wins coming by shootout. The game in Toronto was played on March the 3rd. San Jose was down 2-0 in that game, and they came roaring back to win in that extra session. Over the last five games, the Sharks have been hit or miss. Five wins, five losses. Outscored 37 goals to 26. Their last three wins against Toronto have come in either overtime or the shootout. And so their most recent regulation win in Toronto was in October of 2021, when they won by the score of 5-3, behind two goals and one assist from then-captain Logan Couture. Needless to say, the Sharks would love to win this one in regulation, and they're going to need to be very consistent and sticking to the plan that the coaching staff has given them. But you can get off track here in Toronto because of all of the extra noise and attention from a gaggle of media that's always present, but also from family and friends for the six members of the San Jose Sharks that grew up in the province of Ontario. And then there are three other players who used to play for the Maple Leafs and are coming back to try to exact a victory for their team. For Macklin Celebrini, there's extra attention, of course, because of all of the rumors surrounding his candidacy for the Canadian Olympic team. But he says coming to Toronto is just a pretty amazing experience.
It's pretty cool. I mean, anytime you get to play in a Canadian market, I think being from Canada, you get to appreciate it a little bit more.
Ryan Reeves, who's one of those three ex-Leafs that are stepping on the ice tonight, talked about Celebrini's work ethic and how that makes such an impression on him and on all of his teammates.
How he plays, how he carries himself on the ice in all three zones. For how young he is, he doesn't have that kind of, doesn't look like he has that growing pain of, you know, these young guys, a lot of the young guys come into the league, they cheat the game a little bit. They like to, you know, turn the puck over and then swing into the far zone looking for a breakaway. He doesn't do that. He stops on pucks, he comes back, he back checks, he gets in the corners, he battles. He plays in all three zones, he blocks shots, so he does everything at such a young age, and it's just fun watching him do his thing.
The other part that Reeves likes about Celebrini's game is his feistiness.
I do, you know, I remember watching him go at it with Sider in San Jose. I think I was hurt that game, but he's not afraid to go into any corners, to go at anybody, and I really appreciate that out of a guy his age. But he's not the biggest guy in the league, but he plays big.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski was asked how Macklin is handling all of the extra attention.
Extremely impressive. Yeah. You kick yourself because he's 19 years old and you can't believe it. So, I think he doesn't bother him whatsoever, and he goes about his business the way he prepares. It's like he's been in the league for 12 years. So that's also very, very impressive for a young man.
And, of course, from the stage at the World Championships, Warsawski saw the progress Macklin made from a distance.
A little bit, we weren't in the same, we were in different cities, but talking to the Team Canada coaches, they were obviously very impressed and seeing it firsthand. It doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
Can you think of a comparable in how he plays?
I think, I know that's this day and age, we want to compare everyone to someone else. I think Macklin Celebrini is Macklin Celebrini, and does he have... He's got, I think, a little bit of everyone in him. I think he's got a lot of Sid in him. And I don't know if a coach Sid, but talking to Sully and those different aspects that he brings as a leader and as a player. But I think he's got some Nate McKinnon in him as the competitiveness. I think he's got a little bit of everyone. But at the end of the day, Mac is Mac, and we're going to let him be him.
But let's get back to tonight's matchup between the Sharks and the Toronto Maple Leafs and the extra attention that comes by just skating onto the ice at Scotiabank Arena. Adam Gaudette is not Canadian. He's from the Boston area. But for him, it's just as exciting to see all of the Ontario natives get so jacked up to play in front of family and friends.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. Anytime you get to come home, it's a breath of fresh air, and you're around familiar settings, you're around familiar people, you get to see your family, and it definitely gives you a little jump in your step out there, and coming home to play, especially in a market like this, is always fun. You know, everybody's about their hockey here, everybody's about the Leafs, so I'm sure these guys have a lot of, not just family, but buddies coming to the game, and you know, that's going to give them a little extra juice, and, you know, obviously, being the hometown kids, you want to be the Leafs, too.
Gaudette has some experience playing against the Maple Leafs that some others might not have. He told us all about what it's like to face off against Austin Matthews and William Nylander and Morgan Riley.
Yeah, I played a playoff series against them last year, and it was intense. And you know, it's always fun to go up against the best, and you know, try to beat them. You know, you want to be out there against the best guys and shut them down and score on them. So you know, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge we look forward to.
That playoff series that he had with Ottawa against Toronto last season is one that Gaudette will never forget.
Yeah, it was a blast playing in those games, especially as being the underdog. No one really gave us a chance last year, and we made a series out of it. You know, I think we could have won the series. It was a good series, and you know, it's a lot of buzz. There was a ton of buzz around Ottawa, and coming in here to play. I think Greener used to say, "There's nothing like winning on Saturday night in Toronto." So. You know, it was intense, it was fun, and it was something I'll remember forever.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLshop.com. Fanatics experience.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get San Jose Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Well, the Sharks are expecting a bounce back tonight after a disappointing game in Philadelphia. Macklin Celebrini talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to be consistent. I mean, we've just been so up and down, so I think it's just finding consistency.
Ty Dellandrea agrees consistency is the watchword for tonight.
Huge bounce back game for us. Just bringing more consistency, you know. We got to do it every night, so we got to learn that. And right now we're learning it the hard way, so we got to bounce back. It's always how you respond, you know. You got to move on quick and respond well, so I think it'll be a good response from us tonight.
And head coach Ryan Warsawski has some thoughts on the bounce back process.
Yeah, I think it comes down to our little details, and we didn't do the little details right, and that cost us. And it was the opposite against Carolina. We did the little details right. We had, you know, good line changes. We were getting above. Our puck play was solid and hard. You know, we were blocking shots. We were paying a price, and there was a commitment there. We lost that commitment against Philly, and now it's tonight, you know, in the hockey mecca to get it back. So I think we're excited for this to respond and try to get this thing going consistently in the right direction. And you know, sometimes that doesn't come with results, but our process will give us more results, you know, more times than not.
It's the Sharks and the Toronto Maple Leafs from Scotiabank Arena. Former Sharks captain Owen Nolan joins me with the call. We'll have the play-by-play coverage starting at 3:30 Pacific time, just in time for you to jump into the car and pop on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and put it right through your vehicle using Bluetooth technology. You can find us online if you're still at the office at sjsharks.com/listen or find us all through California on one of our great terrestrial radio affiliate stations. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.